In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Just this past week, a remarkable thing happened where an 83-year-old man was hired as a new manager for a baseball team in a Major League Baseball. His name is Jack McKeon, and he had been a manager many times in the past, and the team asked him to come back because they felt that they needed him, his mind and his wisdom, to help and to guide them. And I think it's good when some of our elderly people are recognized in such a special way. So Mr. McKeon took over this week, and it was after the first win that they had, he's managing the Florida Marlins, that he was conversing with one of his players. And they were both happy and excited because they had won the game. And he asked the young player, he said, what are you going to do tonight? He said, I'm going to go home and play with my Twitter. So the manager leaned over and said, oh, what kind of dog is it? You see, technology has taken over our world, and our children are so good at it. We have made sure that they have the best of materials. They have iPads, they have computers, they have phones, they have access any way they want to the internet. They have multiple channels to deal with. And we always make sure, even in the cars, they have the GPS or the satellite radio, whatever it might be. We always make sure that we are teaching them and that they have the very best. Today, in the gospel reading, we heard Christ say to two of his disciples to be, follow me, and I will make you fishermen of men, fishers of men. It's that simple. Christ, in order for us to be godly people, we must follow Jesus Christ, and we must follow what he has put out there for us to do. So that's something we also should teach our children. It is great that they have access at their fingertips to anything that they need. But in order for them to be godly people, it is up to us, the adults, the parents, the grandparents, to show them. I remember as a child, my yaya. And because my parents ran a restaurant like many Greek people do, they had to work on Sundays. So I would go to church with my yaya. And we always sat on the back pew because that was her special pew. And I remember when I was about 5 years old, she had taught me the Lord's Prayer in Greek, Pater Imon. And when it would be time to recite the Lord's Prayer, she would push me out of the pew and put me in the middle and make me proclaim it to the priest. So she taught me something that I always remembered. And she, later in life, for her last 10 years or so, had terrible arthritis. And she was bedridden. But I always noticed that she had a Greek Bible, kind of torn and tattered because she used it so much. And often when I would walk by and see her lying in bed, she would be reading the scriptures. And then I remember my father, who before going to bed would stand in front of his iconostasis and pray, not for a minute or two, but probably for 10. And he woke up in the morning doing the same thing. He had a votive light there. He had the crucifixion of Christ. And he prayed in the morning, in the evening. It is something that I saw that has stayed with me. They didn't come and try to force religion on me. Well, my grandmother a little bit. But I saw through their example how important it was to be a godly person. And that's exactly what we need to show our children. So children, watch, learn, listen, see, taste, be a part of your faith. Yes, all of your senses take place in the liturgy, take place with what we just experienced. So if the parents or the grandparents pick up the books and start following, I bet the children will do the same. Our children know all of the words to all of the songs today. It's amazing. And when I used to teach at St. Nicholas, at the school, of course, they loved rap music, and they would come up and challenge me, "Is it bad, Father, to listen to rap music?" They would always challenge me on that. And I says, "It depends on whether you are just listening," because they would say this, "Oh, I'm just listening to the beat, Father. It has a good beat. That's why I listen to it." And I would ask them, "Do you know the words of the song? Because if you do, then you are not receiving a good message." So that was always my response. When I listen to the hymns of the church, I think that they have a good beat too. And I think that if our children know those words, that they are going closer to God. So I challenge us, parents and grandparents, and all those involved with the youth, this community, to make sure that they know the songs of the church too. The rappers, they know their words. So let them know the church words also. So here we are. We're trying to teach. We're trying to learn. We're trying to grow together. We can do it with the touch of a finger. And we can do it through example. So let us take this message today. The apostles followed Christ. He said, "Follow me." And they followed him. And they lived like he did. And God taught them, Jesus taught them what to do. And then they taught the next generation. And then that generation taught the next generation. It's an unbroken cycle for 2,000 years. The children at Pentecost were baptized. The children at Pentecost were considered to be full members of the church. The children of today are full members of the church. So they should know exactly what their church is about. Exactly who Jesus Christ is, as he is the head of the church. They should know. They should follow. They should remember the words of the hymns. And they should learn them and make them a part of their heart. So today I give you this message. You don't have to know everything about Twitter. You don't have to know everything about Facebook. You don't have to know everything about the internet. Because those things changed, don't they? They change in the blink of an eye. When I was young, all you could do is pick up a phone and call somebody. And it was only the house phone that you could be reached at. But today, we all have them strapped on or in our purses, at our fingertips. And that's not a bad thing, that's a good thing. But we must make Christ accessible in the same way as technology is accessible to us today. So take this message and make Him the number one thing in your life. Make Him your Lord and God. It's okay to do your cross in public. It's okay to say a prayer over your food before you eat it. It's okay to have your cross, wear it outside of your clothing. It's okay to be proud to be a Christian. Don't listen to what society tells you on that. Listen to your heart and watch your parents and grandparents. Amen.